You got a friend in me, you've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old pal said. Yeah, you've got a friend in me, baby, you've got a friend in me. You got a pal in me.
And hello, welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show here on the NCRA Radio Networks, which is the National Campus and Community Radio Association. Hopefully I got that all right. And of course, our half hour flagship station, CFRO 100.5 FM. And of course, you always get a chance to listen to us on Thursday's edition on the hour show on CITR 101.9 FM as well. Anyways, we're going to be talking about some issues on autism, and we've been talking about a little bit of autism in the past and that sort of thing. So I'm going to introduce you to our special guest. Her name is Debbie Sue, and she's an elementary school teacher at Gilmore Community School in Burnaby, who's also the owner of Making Memories of Scrapbooking. Both probably her and my mother have close ties to it, because my mother really loves to do some scrapbooking and stuff like that. But anyways, her son is Cameron, who's now 5 years old and was diagnosed with autism when he was 3 years old. They were concerned about his delayed of speech, the lack of social interactions, and daily tantrums. He pushed hard to advocate to him and finally teased him after about 9 months wait. But anyways, I'm going to send in to Debbie here. Hello, Debbie. Are you here?
Hi, Kelly. I'm here.
Hi. So your son is 5 years old. So tell me more detail on his autism and his issues.
Well, we noticed some concern when he was about 2 years old, just his lack of communication and being able to talk or say any words at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because of his lack of communication, he wasn't able to tell us what he wanted or what was wrong. So he acted out, or he had long tantrums. He would take off from a place if he just wasn't very, very comfortable. So the concern was, you know, I was very aware of it, and we wanted to get some help and support for him as soon as we could.
So you needed help on this matter, and you met two moms who have the spectrum disorder. Am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah.
Can you explain that a little bit more?
Once we got the diagnosis, which was a long process, going through doctors and pediatricians, and then finally at Sunny Hill, he got a diagnosis. And basically, when you, as a parent, get a diagnosis for your child, you're handed an envelope saying that your son or daughter's on the spectrum, and you're kind of on your own. So for me, luckily, I had a teaching background, lots of friends and colleagues that could help me.
Mm-hmm.
And one of a mutual friend introduced me to two other moms who live in Port Coquitlam, and their sons are on the spectrum as well. And so they were kind of my support person and go-to people to help me get through the first few months of having a child on the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
So I met Carrie and Patricia, and those are the two other moms that were really good guidance and support network for me, and to help us go on with getting support and programs for Cameron right away.
Mm-hmm. Now you, all of you guys got together to raise awareness for autism and raise money for the Pacific Autism Family Center that is currently built in Richmond. Am
mm-hmm.
I right?
Yes, yeah.
So how's the process going so far?
Good. So the building is going to be hopefully opening, they say, in the summer of this year. Uh-huh. So it's very exciting. We've been seeing pictures go up on their website of the process of how it's being built and all the facilities and the services that will be provided once it's completed. And so Patricia, myself, and Carrie, our goal was to build awareness for autism, of course, and also to raise money for the center, because it's going to be like a one-stop shop for parents and families to go to get treatment and to get assessments done, counseling, and it's going to be for a child's whole lifespan, which is what we really need, and to support the children.
All right, and then of course you're doing a thing called on a jewelry for some sort of jewelry, kind of like a necklace. And yes. London, you've teamed up with London Drugs to sell a puzzle necklace at all stores in BC and Alberta to create this awareness. Explain more about the detail on this.
Okay, yeah. So when the three of us met and started talking and, you know, becoming friends, Carrie and Patricia had this idea to create something to build that awareness and share it with people. And so we came up with the idea of a piece of jewelry. So after a year long of researching and finding the right manufacturer, we've come up with a sterling silver puzzle piece necklace, because of course the puzzle piece is a representation of autism.
Right.
And London Drugs has been fantastic and is very supportive with our cause, and they are doing this campaign with us starting it for 8 weeks until February 19th. These sterling silver necklaces will be sold at 73 stores across BC and Alberta. And it's $25 plus tax per necklace, and all the proceeds will be going to the Pacific Autism Family Center.
Now, Cameron now attends kindergarten, enjoys school, and being with his friends. What other activities does he mostly do?
Well, he loves to be with other children for play dates, and he loves swimming, so he does that weekly, and he is a huge Lego fan. So he, every day after school, that's his one thing that he loves to play with and build new things with.
Michael is also here.
Yeah.
So how are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hi.
It's nice to meet you. So you're selling the puzzle pieces for 8 weeks. And the proceeds are going to go directly towards the foundation. Do you plan on continuing past the 8 weeks, if you can?
Well, that would just depend with London Drugs. But they have been really supportive. And perhaps after this campaign's over, we can get them on board again and sell again in the future. The moms and I, our idea is to every year introduce a different piece of jewelry, whether it be earrings or a different type of necklace or a bracelet. But each year the idea is to bring out one piece and sell it, and all the proceeds again will go to the center.
Yeah, the reason why I asked the question is because I know I work with other foundations on the fundraising end of things, and the need doesn't stop at the end of the 8 weeks. It continues. So if there's a possibility of continuing the sales or something like that, or some other folks other than London Drugs maybe too, right?
Yes. Yeah, for sure. And that's another thing that Puzzle Jewelry is working on our website. And because we're all three moms with children, of course, and all have busy careers, that's one thing that we are still working at. And then the puzzle piece necklaces will be available online for sale. They are currently available at the downtown Century Spa locations as well. So as even though the London Drugs will end on February 19th, there will be other ways to purchase the necklaces, for sure.
I totally understand. I'm a parent of five. And
wow. Busy dad.
Yeah. Well, and thankfully, most of them are grown now. my youngest is actually 10 years old. The oldest is 23. But I know how busy it is. So this takes a lot of special effort for you to be able to do this. Mm-hmm. Taking care of children is a job in of itself, and whatever else that you have to do for, you know, you've put a lot of effort into this, right?
Yes, yes, we have. We just have to coordinate our schedules. Obviously our sons are all very busy, and like for myself, Cameron has school full time, and then he has 5 days a week of extra therapy and session time. Mm-hmm. So it is a challenge to try to get together, three of us with our schedules, but we're very passionate about this and determined to make it happen. And it really did happen in a short amount of time, but it did take long days and weekends and late evenings. We had to package all the jewelry for the London Drugs campaign.
Right.
So, but we are very thankful. We have a huge network of friends and great family support to help us make this all happen.
Mm. I was doing an interview on Canuck's Autism Network the month of December on Shaw TV, and it was really interesting to hear that most kids start as their youth to, you know, to see if this kid's not, you know, has delayed of speech and, of course, the actions of dealing with autism, for that matter. And then as they grow a little older, they produce more physical activities. Has Cameron has done that now?
He's starting to. He's very much of an observer. Okay. And a very cautious learner. So things like playing on a soccer team was challenging for him. It was just too much simulation. So we did try a lot of different sports with him, but swimming is the one thing that he just absolutely loves, and he's thriving and doing really well. But speaking of the Canucks Autism Network, mm-hmm. he's got into the soccer program with his siblings, so right. my daughter Caitlin can go with him. So that actually starts next week. So, and he's actually starting to warm up to the idea of playing soccer. So that's, I'm very excited and looking forward to see how that goes.
Michael?
Yeah, soccer is a pretty popular sport here too. Mm. So, mm-hmm. What other areas does he actually excel in?
Well, he just, he loves Lego. He's very good at puzzles and mazes and just building and figuring out his own pieces. Like, he's very creative. Mm-hmm. He's a very happy boy, and like I said, he loves being with other children and just really playful. And he's doing really well in school, which is, we're so happy and proud of him, because he is a very late baby. He's born on December 21st. So starting kindergarten, he was the youngest one, and you know, having a birthday in December. And he's quite mm-hmm. tiny. So, but he has really surprised us all and is doing very well. And the teachers and we're very proud of him and surprised at how fast he's learning and keeping up with the other children.
Mm. Yeah, that was one of the things that I know. Most of my kids were born in October. So they were always when we moved to Alberta, they became the oldest because they handled a little bit differently. So the cutoff they would have missed the cutoff, so they had to go to the next year.
Right.
So they became the oldest for my one son. But it was always like a situation, either oldest or youngest, because mm-hmm. of the cutoff dates, you know, mm-hmm. Right, which right. makes them stand out in of itself.
Yes,
and
for sure.
Cameron's, it sounds like he's handling that very well.
He is, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's happy, and you could really see the difference, because some of the children who are already turning six, having early birthdays, they're much physically bigger and obviously more mature than he is, but he's fitting in quite nicely this year.
Oh, those January babies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a good head taller than Cameron.
Now, you've worked with two other moms. Do the other moms have autism or some sort of disabilities?
The moms?
Yeah.
No, just their sons. So their two little boys are on the spectrum.
Okay. Okay, so anyways, I'm just doing this on email here. So anyways, if you're interested in dealing with the puzzle, this is the puzzled necklace that is happening from London Drugs, both in BC and Alberta locations. Starting today until February 19th, over 70 London Drugs locations in both BC and Alberta will be selling these puzzled necklaces. The necklace is to bring awareness to autism disorder, founded by three moms with children who have the spectrum disorder. And you're involved, Patricia is involved, and Kerry Kennett is involved. Patricia James and Kerry Kennett is involved with the joint forces of the autism effective with your boys. And I'm glad that you guys are doing all this stuff. Debbie?
You still there?
We might have lost her. Oh,
it
great.
Looks like because our phone link is still active.
Yeah, and then I don't know why.
Maybe she dropped the call.
I don't know. I'm hoping we'll try and get a contact to her. While we're at it, we're going to play a little music and maybe get her on the line here in a moment. So and stay tuned. This is Lance King right now and the song called I've Got the Power.
Without purpose, I felt empty in my soul. I was going through the motions, but I wasn't in control. And then one day I realized I was not alone. I learned I've got the power, no matter where I go. Got the power to change, I've got the power to grow.
The power. That was Lance King in the song called I Got the Power. Hopefully we got the Debbie's power back. Are you there, Debbie?
Yeah, hi Kelly.
We just lost and you said that it went dead afterwards. That is totally bizarre. We never had that kind of a problem until now.
Well, it could be my end, too.
Yeah. So anyways, as I was saying earlier, starting today until February 19th, over 70 London Drugs locations are participating of this selling puzzled necklace. And the necklace is to bring awareness to autism disorder, founded by three moms, Patricia James, Debbie Sue, and Carrie Kennett. So you're involved. So how's that process is going?
Oh, it's going really well. I think we're really happy with the amount of exposure that we've been getting and the response that we're getting from our friends, families, and the communities. I've had lots of people reach out from different communities in BC, who complete strangers, just giving us texts and messages, just telling us what a great job we're doing and that they're so happy that there is this awareness campaign going on, and also letting people know about this new center that's being built. Because a lot of people, especially in the rural communities where access to resources aren't as easy as what we have here. So they're very thankful for that and just getting to know that there will be some kind of support for families in other communities of BC and in the other provinces.
Yeah. What's the exact location of this center?
It's in Richmond.
In Richmond.
It's near the airport, and I believe they chose that location, so it is accessible for people to come and flying in from different areas, and it's right close by, so easy to get to. Mm-hmm.
And you do have a website as well for this necklace?
Well, it is in the works. It's puzzlesjewelry.com, but it's under construction, so hopefully we'll get that going very shortly so people can access it to purchase necklaces and also to have some information about the center. But the Pacific Autism Family Center does have their own website that you can go to and get some information on it.
All right. And then we also have another website called the Rents and Rascals. Is that right? Rentsandrascals.com. The website, www.rentsandrascals.com/2016/01/London-drugs-puzzle-necklace2. See the necklace, am I right?
Yes, yes. I think there's an article, a little brief history about us and the necklace.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Can you give us the website for the center?
I believe it's just Pacific Autism Foundation.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I usually just, we just Google it. They do have a Facebook page too that is great because it has all the updates and all the clips that Global Television has done for us. My two partners were actually in Calgary this morning. They flew out there last night and they did the Calgary Global Morning Show. On a live show and talking about the center and puzzle jewelry and how people in Alberta and the other provinces can also access the center. I know a lot of people have concern because it's in British Columbia, but it is open and accessible to other provinces and families. Mm-hmm.
So we should look onto this for another show in the future, possibly closer to the fall or somewhere there, and maybe explain what's happening with what's happening with your son and all that sort of stuff. It's very interesting to talk to you on the radio, Debbie.
Oh, well, I'm glad I'm here with you guys, and thank you very much for having me.
Thank you very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you. What's happening afterwards, after the process? Because of course, February 19th, I will be away at Cambodia, but I will be returning after the 20th and seeing what's really happening after that.
It'd be good to get lots of updates from you with what's going on with the center, what's going on with your son, and how the fundraising efforts are going with the puzzle pieces.
For sure. I'd love to have an update and follow up with this.
That'd be great, Debbie. Thank you very much, Debbie.
Okay, thank you both.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Debbie Sue, who's an elementary school teacher at Gilmore Community School in Burnaby, who has a son who is 5 years old with Asperger's syndrome. She's the owner of Making Memories of Scrapbooking in Burnaby. Of course, you tune into the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks and our half-hour flagship station, Co-op Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM. So
it was really good to hear people do things like that, fundraising and awareness efforts are they're really important.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, people don't know where services are, where resources are, things like that. Right.
Mm-hmm. So what's up, Bob, on our next week's shows?
Or the next couple of weeks, we might have the owners of a place called Sense Afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you remember, anybody who remembers on CITR, we interviewed Gemma Jackson.
Yes.
And one of the things that she was talking about, the importance of magnesium with in pain control for fibromyalgia, arthritis, and also in chronic fatigue syndrome to help mm-hmm. turn the nervous system back to his normal abilities. Mm-hmm. She mentioned taking it orally.
Mm-hmm.
Now, SensaFloat, what they're applying is, if remember way back in the 1960s, they were talking about the sensory deprivation tanks and things like that. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out that the sensory deprivation tanks, you weren't just floating in a ordinary pool of water. Mm-hmm. You're floating in a pool of water that had about 500 to 1,000 pounds of magnesium salt or Epsom salt dissolved into it.
Mm.
And that was the reason why everybody can float in it.
Okay.
Because it changes the density of the water so your body will float.
Right.
But they were saying something more interesting about the magnesium intake into the body using this particular type of technology.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to bring them on so they can talk more about that and the health benefits to people that suffer chronic pain.
Mm, that'd be interesting. would love to hear it from Cambodia, but
well,
I'll get it online at online at cooperio.org or on CITR.ca on our station. So so that's next week, and we're welcome to have any other comments as well. You can email us communitylivingradio@gmail.com. That's our email address. We're also on we're not on YouTube. Well, that is part of Gmail address anyways. We're part of also on Facebook, Community Living Radio Show.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also on Twitter at C Living Radio.
Yes.
So thank you very much to Debbie Sue, who just joined us earlier today. If you miss it, you can always check it online at cooperio.org or on our NCRA program exchange. We are also part of the NCRA radio networks.
Michael. We're also looking into fixing up our Apple link too,
okay.
Because I guess it's broken right now.
Uh-oh.
So we'll have to fix that.
And the Apple, somehow you have to really fix the Apple.
Yeah, we got to fix the Apple, right?
So do stay tuned for other radio programs in your area on the NCRA radio networks. Of course, our flagship station, Co-op Radio. Do stay tuned for A-Train, which is new, coming up next. And you got the thumbs up and everything. So.
Yeah.
So do stay tuned for that. We got another Lance King to break us out. You can make a difference if you try. And do stay tuned for other radio programs that are on there. Have a great day, everybody,
right.
And we'll see you all again next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
You can make a difference if you try. Just like a mother eagle shows her young to fly. Spread your wings and aim towards the sky. You can make a difference if you try. You can soar, you can have it all. You can climb the highest mountain and never take a fall. Shoulders back and head held way up high. You can make a difference if you try. Never get discouraged, no, never lose your faith. Stay focused on your destiny and remember God is great. You'll get to where you're going by and by. You can make a difference if you try. Make a difference if you try. You can turn a cloudy day into a clear blue sky. Change the drums of war into a lullaby. You can make a difference if you try. Never get discouraged, no, never lose
your faith. Stay focused on your destiny and remember God is great. You'll get to where you're going by and by. You can make a difference if you try. Hey, you'll get to where you're going by and by. You can make a difference if you try. You can make a difference if you try.